happy trails. This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy until we talk again later on our morning show get together, some community conversation next hour on WRCO-FM in Richland Center. News This Hour is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, enhancing the relationships with those you love, and the Phoenix Center Family Fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 57 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Multiple fatalities reported in the small town of Greenfield, Iowa, southwest of Des Moines, after a powerful tornado tore through on Tuesday. State Patrol Sergeant Alex Dinkla.
We're looking at just making sure that we have everybody accounted for.
The storm system also impacting Illinois and Wisconsin. The White House responding to word from Norway, Spain, and Ireland this morning that they will recognize a Palestinian state. A statement says the president supports a two-state solution, but that a Palestinian state should be realized after negotiations, not through unilateral recognition. Graceland, the former home of Elvis Presley, set to hit the auction block on Thursday. An investment company claims Elvis's late daughter took out a multi-million dollar loan that hasn't been paid back and that she put up the property as collateral. Elvis's granddaughter seeking to block the sale. Lawyers for Hunter Biden said to be in court today, arguing to postpone Biden's tax trial until September. This is ABC News. The sports world putting a focus on Dallas and the crews that have to get a singular arena ready for two playoff games separated by just a few hours. ABC's Jim Ryan with details.
It's been two decades since one venue hosted conference finals for two professional sports teams. The insane schedule at Dallas's American Airlines Center starts tonight with a concert.
Then we roll into game one of the conference finals for the Stars.
Dave Brown manages the AAC.
Sunday, game three of the series with the Mavericks.
He's in charge of switching out hardwood for ice and for concert seating in a few hours' time and keeping his crew of 40 inspired.
We're trying to downplay it a little bit. I mean, they're a little bit worn out from the grind.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
MasterCard has a new job for artificial intelligence, tracking down stolen credit and debit cards. The company says it's rolling out an AI tool this week that may be able to figure out if your credit card has been compromised even before a cyber criminal has a chance to use it. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Good morning. This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Congratulations to all the graduates in the area, from 3K to a PhD. Come to Pamela's for that special watch or gift to honor all the hard work and dedication to your loved one's education. From Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep fried or baked fish. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world. And after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best. Open at 10 Monday through Sunday. The Phoenix Center, the area's go-to spot for good times and great food. Today's forecast calls for a high of 70 with some patches of sun, mostly clear and 48 tonight. And tomorrow, well, it could rain again. Showers and thunderstorms likely and a high of 71. Right now, southwest winds are at 5 miles per hour. It is 58 degrees.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center. Many people believe that their fastest, cheapest option for medication care is the big box stores, retail chains, or mail. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services in Muscadet wants you to decide for yourself. Come visit and check out the facts of care, cost, and convenience. At Hometown, our family caring for your family. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center.
The Simon's Sharks swim season is just about set to get underway. Good morning and welcome to the morning show. And we have a studio full of swimmers and their fearless leader is here as well. Chad Hying, who's the coach of the Simon Sharks. That season is about ready to begin. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Doing really well. So you didn't have to swim to get in here today, did you?
Not yet. It's getting close. The water's getting high over there. But
I heard it was getting higher in Sextonville. Somebody just told me that. So
yeah, I should probably watch where I'm going when I'm driving around there.
So the season, again, about ready to start your competition. How many years have you been the coach, Chad?
Oh, I was afraid you were going to ask me that question. It's been so many, I can't remember. But it's going on at least 10 years. It gets kind of shady. I don't know if we count the season that we didn't go through for COVID, but we're still here, we're still swimming, and they're still showing up. So
some of the swimmers that you have are well established in life. If you talk about the first swimmers you had 11 years ago or so, right?
Oh yeah, we've got many of them that have gone off to college and are becoming doctors and nurses and sports medicine and teachers. Just it's been phenomenal to be a part of their lives and just to see the impact that we have with the swim team and just the confidence that gets built up through the season with all the students.
That's probably part of the reason why you remain as coach is you see, I'm sure you see that light bulb once in a while go on with somebody when they really gain that confidence, don't you?
That is I think the greatest privilege of coaching is that light bulb moment of, I can do this. I can do what coach is asking me to do. I don't have to be afraid of it. So it gives them a good foundation and a good solid future for accomplishing all their goals when they grow up.
When does the season start?
The season starts May 28th, Tuesday, this Tuesday, the day after Memorial Day.
Okay. Do you feel the team's ready to go?
They're always ready to go. They're by the time I get to practice, they're ready. Can we get in the water yet? Can we get in the water yet? Can we get in the water yet? So they'll be ready. They'll be ready.
If you could just bottle up that kind of energy and enthusiasm.
Yeah, I would drink some for the day.
Exactly. And you're always looking for more members, aren't you?
Always looking. Always welcome for many more members. In years past, we've had over 100 swimmers. It would be awesome to see that again. This is one of those sports, though, where it doesn't matter how many kids we have on the team, everyone participates. Everyone gets, you know, pretty much the same amount of events based on, you know, various factors. But it's a participation sport, and it's a lot of fun. I think the kids will agree that they get to make friends from other communities around who are also just happy to have their kids out there and participating in a sport.
You've been able to bring along some of your good swimmers with you this morning, too, haven't you?
We have. We've got quite a few this morning. We've got some even in the waiting room waiting to get in here. So they're just waiting to get in. Can't wait for the season to start.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's start over on this side of the room. Is that Luke over there in the corner? Looks like he's ready to speak on the radio. He's got the microphone in position and everything. Luke Fretz, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. How many years have you been a shark?
Six.
6 years. Okay. And what do you enjoy the most about it?
Having friends there.
Okay. And as Coach said, you get a chance to meet other swimmers. Have you made friends from other towns?
Yeah.
Okay. What is your favorite event that you're in with the sharks?
Backstroke.
Backstroke. Okay. So why do you like that?
Kind of because you're going backwards.
Well, I guess that makes sense, doesn't it, Chad?
It does make sense. I never really thought about going backwards, but I guess that does make sense with Luke over there. He likes to go backwards. So.
Now, I admittedly know nothing about swimming and those kind of things and events that you're in. But to me, it would seem that's one of the tougher ones, the backstroke. But it isn't to you?
Not really.
Okay, good. So you just go for the best time you can do. What's your best time been in the backstroke?
I'm not sure.
Okay. You just swim and, yeah.
I wouldn't know either. I tell the kids, don't look at me for what's a good time. I just look at what your stroke looks like, and the rest will come.
So if somebody comes to you, Luke, and says, you know, why should I join the Simon Sharks swim team? What would you tell them? It's fun?
Yeah.
You're going to come out and have a good time. You got your summer planned. The nice thing is, too, Chad, if somebody is going to miss two or three meets, it doesn't matter, does it?
No, the only thing that really matters, if they want to swim in conference, they've just got to make it to three of the scheduled meets for the season, and there's 8 to 10 meets scheduled this season. So all they got to do is make three, and if they do that, they're qualified for conference, and that's always the last Saturday in July. So that's a big, fun meet, and a lot of kids have fun with that. Just communities coming together at different places. So a lot of fun.
No doubt. Well, Malachi Fritz is here as well. How are you doing, Malachi?
Doing well, Phil.
Your days are counting down for high school, aren't they?
Yes, sir. They're getting... Yep. I'm doing it.
And you're going to be involved in the sectional track meet tomorrow night.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready to go?
I will be ready. Yep. Running the 16, the 800, and the 4x4.
Boy, those are just incredible endurance things. And I have to think that, do they go hand in hand with swimming?
Yeah, they do. And a lot of what Coach Chad was just talking about, of the confidence that swim team builds up, just after years and years of swimming and then years of competing in swimming, that really just builds your confidence to take it into high school at the next level and the steps above that.
Mm-hmm. You know, and those are all runs where you have to be in the best shape of your life. They say that you use like every muscle when you swim. Do you feel like that?
That is very true. I like to say that running shape and swimming shape are very different. Like, last year, I was in the best running shape of my life. I got in the pool and like did 100 freestyle, and I was exhausted. I'm like, man, I thought it was going to feel easier.
Totally different then, huh?
Totally different.
Because you told me during the soccer season, because you were running cross country and playing soccer, how many steps did you take per day? Do you remember?
It was about 25,000 to 30,000 steps a day.
Yeah. And you were still out of breath when you went swimming then.
Yes. Yes.
We're not worthy, are we, Chad?
Well, that's about 1,500 more steps than I take in a day, so.
1,500 or 1,000?
15,000. Something.
Oh, my goodness. So, you're looking at being a shark again this summer then, Malachi?
Yes, sir. That's my plan. I plan on competing at sectionals and then hopefully state for track. And then the Monday after the state meet, I hope to be in the pool swimming.
Good. Well, good luck with that. What is your favorite event in the pool?
In the pool, it's got to be the relays. I love the relays. I love the medley relay and the free relay. I love competing with my team.
And this is a family thing for you too, isn't it?
It really is. Almost all my siblings swim, and the ones that don't swim are just because they're not old enough to be on the Sharks yet. So it's pretty cool.
You're setting the bar high for your siblings, though. Which sibling you think is most likely to like surpass your records?
I think all of them are going to surpass my records. I think I don't stand a chance.
That's a good answer.
It is a good answer.
Yeah, it is. So yeah, they're coming for you. They're shooting for you.
They are.
So, good. I know you've told me before, but have your plans changed, or what are you looking at doing in the fall?
This fall, I plan on attending GCU online for a special education degree.
Awesome. So. Good for you. Are you still going to maybe do some coaching and stay involved in the sports and things?
Yeah, since I'm attending college online, I'd love to stay involved with the swim team. I'd love to stay involved with the soccer and cross-country team. And then when spring rolls around, I'd love to stay involved with the track team. I love all these sports, and they've all played a very instrumental role in my life.
And when you were, like, for instance, Luke's age, you know, looking ahead, you know, you're trying to gain confidence and things like that, I'm guessing it was very helpful for you, wasn't it?
Yes, it's so helpful in the development. And swim team really taught me how to be a team player, and how just kind of how everything works, how to be friends with people, how to be friends with people you're competing with, how to be friends with people that are, yeah, it's a good time.
Winning and losing gracefully, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
very much so.
A life lesson, you bet. Probably going to be sad to lose this guy from the team, aren't you, Chad?
I will, but maybe, you know, now he's graduated, maybe I can snag him as a coach, you know? He'd be a pretty good role model, so.
Maybe Coach Chad can, like, back off a little bit then. Huh?
Retirement?
Retire.
Yeah, well, I the running joke is that... Well, anyway, there's a running joke. Anyway, no, it's been a lot of fun. And like I said, we do this because, you know, the kids, they just, it's so much fun to watch them grow and achieve their goals. So,
yeah, I'm sure. That's awesome. Well, thanks for being on, Malachi. And good luck tomorrow night with the track.
Thank you so much.
We know it will go well. So hopefully you get along without any showers and, you know, because the weather's been a big factor for track all year, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has been. But that's kind of been the good thing is we've had hot meets, we've had cold meets, we've had meets in the rain and the sleet. We're ready to go.
That's what happens with track. You get your best weather all of a sudden and the season's about over. Then,
right. So. Yep.
Well, we'll be watching for those times tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Let's move. Maybe we can move that microphone a little bit closer over there, Chad, for our next participants there. And your name is?
Jewel,
how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Jewel Francis here. Jewel, what do you like about being a shark?
I like hanging out with my friends.
Okay. Do you have a lot of friends?
Yeah.
Good. And are they on the team with you then?
Yeah, most of them.
Do you do some relays?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your favorite event?
Probably the relays.
Mm-hmm. That you're a part of. What age group will you be swimming this year with the Sharks?
Eight.
Okay. Eight. How many years have you been a member of the team?
Four.
4 years. Wow. So you're already a veteran of the pool. That's incredible, isn't it, Chad?
It really is. I mean, as long as they can swim a length and tread water for 30 seconds, we'll teach them the rest. So.
What's the youngest member that you've had on the team?
I think 1 year we may have had a four-year-old. I know when we first started, they were allowing kids with float assist to join the team, but that has since gone by the wayside. Which is sort of sad, but also it does make it a little easier for coaches. And it just, for safety reasons, really, that's the biggest reason. We want those kids. There's a lot of kids in there in the summer in the lanes, and you want them to be safe, and you don't want them to have a fear of the water. So we've kind of gone back on that a little bit so that we kind of do a little swim test and go, yeah, that kid's going to be safe in a lane full of other swimmers, or maybe you should wait a year because... Hey, they're, we don't want to be afraid of the water because this is a life-saving skill as well as a fun summer sport.
You bet. How old were you when you started swimming, Jewel? Do you remember?
I think five.
Five. Boy, that's crazy. So, and it came pretty easy to you? You could learn it well? Pretty easy?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So what are some of your other interests? Do you have other hobbies outside the pool that you like to do in the summertime?
Soccer... and baseball.
Soccer and baseball. So you stay pretty active then. Sure. But swimming, is that like your favorite thing to do in the summer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. It's a good family outing, isn't it?
Yeah, and I paid her $20 to say that swimming was her favorite activity, so that's good that she said that on the air.
Who's your favorite swim coach, too?
Yeah, there
Chad.
You go.
Chad, okay, wow.
Well, there's another $20 out of my pocket,
yeah,
okay.
You're losing money.
I fast, yeah. You better stop asking that question.
Oh, that's awesome. And Levi's here as well. Let's bring that microphone over his direction there. Levi Fritz is here as we... there you go. Thank you, Chad. How you doing, Levi?
I'm good.
Good. I think we had you on maybe last year at one of the meets, didn't we? Yeah. So you're an old pro at this radio thing. So what age group will you be swimming this year?
9-10.
9-10. Okay, good. How many years have you been swimming with the Sharks?
4 or 5.
4 or 5 years. Okay, good. So he's another veteran. What do you like the most about being a Shark?
Probably all the friends that I have.
Great. So that's the number one thing. It's not winning or losing, right? So, do you like to do the relays?
Yeah.
Yeah? Which relay is the favorite?
Probably the freestyle.
Freestyle, okay. Sure. Explain the freestyle and how that works, that particular move.
Well, you're kicking and using your arms to, yeah.
Okay. Kicking and using your arms?
That sounds about right.
It does.
Yeah, I think that pretty much sums it up.
You know?
Alternating your arms while doing a flutter kick and just swimming as fast as you can the other side of the pool, right?
Mm-hmm. Wow. So do you practice much when the Sharks aren't practicing? Do you get out there with the family and do some laps?
Sometimes.
That makes a little bit of difference, doesn't it? Sure. Are you also involved in soccer and baseball in the summer?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Sometimes kickball.
Kickball. Oh, that sounds like a fun activity as well. Sure. Good deal. So what grade will you be in next year then?
Fourth.
Fourth grade. Okay. Wonderful. And the meets go pretty quickly. Do you like to be a part of the meets and everything that happens? Maybe even a little bit of food afterwards too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They even had SpaghettiOs last year at one of the meets.
They did have SpaghettiOs. I don't know if that's going to be on the menu again this year, but it was something that one of the parents saw, I think Stephanie Worthington saw, and she's like, they were eating those SpaghettiOs like crazy, and they looked like they were selling really well, so let's try it at our swim meet. And I was like, well, I used to love SpaghettiOs as a kid, but, you know.
I know.
Maybe not so much anymore, but the kids love them, and that's the, you know, they were the hot ticket item, and, you know, trying to raise money and trying to, because everything costs money, so it's really awesome that the parents, they get together, and they're like, hey, let's try this food item, let's see what works. We're getting rid of broccoli because nobody wants that. So, no, just kidding. There might be broccoli there this year. I don't know.
But it is a fundraiser. Does it cost money to be a member of the Sharks?
It does. And I am not 100% on the share of the prices. I know they kind of gone up a little bit this year, as everything has. But it's still a very reasonable price for all the families to join for a season. There's, you know, they family rates and individual rates, and but they can hook you up at Simon's. You just call down there and ask. They'll have the information there, and it's just a wonderful, like I said, it's just a wonderful program. And if you're new to swimming, don't be afraid. Like I said, we'll try and come under your wing. We try to find the new parents and get them acclimated and try and say, hey, this is how this works. This is how this is going on. In fact, we have a swimmer in the waiting room. This will be her second year, and she started at Dodgeville. They moved to the area, and they're going to be with us this summer, joining for the Sharks. So I haven't even gotten to see this kid swim, but she's really excited for the season. So
a free agent signing.
A free agent signing.
In the off season.
Yeah.
it's just amazing because we've been there to broadcast a few summers, and it's like clockwork behind the scenes where the parents, you know, get everybody and where they're supposed to be. And it's just kind of a working thing all the time, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's taken years to perfect, I'm sure. It's just, you know, after 25, 26 years of swimming, maybe it's 30 years. I don't know how many years the Shark's been going, but it's been a long time. And I know when I first started and I was swimming, those meets seemed to take forever. And now it's just like boom, boom, boom. Those kids are in the water. They're moving, and they really got that bullpen and all that down to a science now. So
always something going on. Anything else you'd like to add about any of the four swimmers that we talked about here today, Chad?
Well, I'm looking forward to a great season from all of these guys and gals, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and they're probably some of my biggest promoters over here, so they really enjoy the summer, and they really have wonderful attitudes, and it really helps set the tone for the rest of the team. But we're very, very blessed to have all of these swimmers and parents alike who are just helping out, chipping in, and doing their part.
Wonderful to hear. Thanks to the Fretz family for being here this morning. Chad, I think you're going to stay with us. We have more swimmers to move in here out of the bullpen.
Yes, I'll be here for a little bit while longer.
Sounds good. We'll be back with more of the morning show in just a moment.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Hi, Violet here at A Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center. This Memorial Day, don't just remember, celebrate with incredible savings. For a limited time, grab the ultimate comfort with 10% off all our premium mattresses, featuring top brands like Sierra Sleep, Restonic, and Spring Air. Imagine sinking into a restful sleep every night on a brand new mattress. But it gets better. Pair your new mattress with an adjustable base and receive 15% off the base. Experience the luxury of personalized comfort at an unbeatable price. And that's not all. Elevate your home decor with our elegant 5-piece small table sets, now at a jaw-dropping 20% off. Perfect for any room, these sets combine style and functionality effortlessly. Just in time for Memorial Day, transform your home and your sleep at A Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center. Open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Open 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday. We're closed Sunday. We will be closed this Saturday, Sunday, and Memorial Day.
As we mark Memorial Day, let's honor the memory of our fallen heroes and express our deepest gratitude for their service and sacrifice. This Memorial Day message is brought to you by Cardinal Glass CG, Walsh's Ace Hardware, Cobison Bus, Meister Log and Lumber, Jones Chevrolet, American Legion Post 85, and VFW Post 2267.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It's perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you're already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Welcome back to the morning show on WRCO. We're talking about the Simons Sharks. Their fearless leader, Chad Hying, is here. And in this portion of the show, we have Chloe Hying, we have Mercy Fretz, we have Claire Hying, and we have Cameron Keene all joining us as well. Coach, these are all swimmers that are handpicked. They're some of the cream of the crop, right?
Yeah, some of the cream of the crop. No relation.
No.
None. Yeah, they don't even want to admit that they're related to me. So.
do you have the influence? Like, do you kind of give them an ultimatum if they're going to be in the pool or not, or how does that work?
Yeah, I thought about it, but No, these my kids come out. They swim because they want to. They have fun and they enjoy being with their friends. We give them the option every year to say no or yes, and every year so far they've said yes. So hopefully this season is no different. But I think it's more for their friends than it is for their dad. So,
but they're doing it for the right reason, and that's kind of the, you know, I saw a poll about high school athletes some time ago, and the number one reason they want to go out is fun, and I think that's the main thing for the Sharks too, isn't it?
That is always my goal, is that if I want all of my swimmers just to have fun and enjoy it for what it is. Like I said, we may not. I certainly wasn't the fastest. But I had fun. It was always fun trying to compete against your friends, going, hey, I'm better than you. No, you're better than me. And so that kind of individual in-team competition, that friendly competition that takes place. And you nailed it on the head. Just fun with friends, fun for the summer, and, you know, get a little exercise at the same time.
These young people, I'm sure, don't know it, but they're truly ambassadors for the Simons, aren't they?
They really are, and they all of them, not just saying that because a couple of them are my kids here right now, but they really do a really great job of being friendly and showing caring attitudes towards others, and that's really something that I try to promote. And you know, when you get done with the race, shake a hand next to the person next to you, whoever it may be, wherever they may be from, and, you know, see where that leads.
Yeah, that's what I've noticed, too. I mean, it's competition while you're in the pool, but it's just a friendly competition, isn't it?
It is, and we're all out there. We're all trying to better ourselves and trying to do something that keeps us in shape and, you know, keeps us active. So, again, this is a lifelong skill, and it's a skill that, you know, people should learn just to keep them safe. They're out boating or if they're out fishing or whatever they might be doing near the water. You know, the skills that they learn in swim team might be able to save their lives at some point.
A lot of people have a true fear of the water, and I'm sure you've seen that before, but again, it's a great life skill to be able to overcome that, isn't it?
It is, and it's a lot of times it's adults, and they just never got into the pool as kids, or they had a bad experience at the pool, and again, that's kind of why we don't want to get kids that are too young in the pool, because we don't want anybody to have a bad experience at the pool. We want everybody to have a wonderful experience and enjoy it. You know, you go to Simons and you see a wide range of ages using that facility, from the very young, toddlers. They do a infant toddler class where the parents are in the water, you know, splashed each other and the wheels and the bus and that kind of thing, to, older adults who are out there using the water weights just to stay active, to stay limber, to get those muscles moving back again, or maybe, you know, they're recovering from physical therapy and they can get all their weight out there and they can start moving those muscles again for physical therapy. So really, swimming is a life skill.
Yeah, it definitely is. Let's go around the room again. We have some more young swimmers. Let's start with Claire Hying over here on this side of the room. Claire, what do you like about being a shark?
I like swimming a lot, and seeing all my friends there motivates me to do better.
What age group will you be swimming with this year?
I will be swimming with 9-10.
Okay, good. And how many years have you been at it?
I don't know.
I don't remember either. 9-10, I think she's probably been about 5 years.
About 5 years, right. Good. So you're kind of getting to be one of those KG veterans of the team then a little bit, aren't you?
Yeah. They're all over the place.
Do you try to help recruit? Do you talk to your friends about joining up?
Yes. This year during school, we had a friend. Her name is Annabelle. I was talking to her. She wanted to join swim team, but she can't because she's moving to Madison.
Okay. That's too bad. So you missed on that opportunity, but I'm sure there's some others as well. What's your favorite event that you swim in?
I love swimming in breaststroke.
Okay. Good. Is that the one you're best at?
Probably.
Uh-huh. And you like the relays as well?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you going to be involved in other sports as you get older?
Yes. I'm in gymnastics right now. I don't know what else.
and you were here as an actress not too long ago, weren't you?
Yeah, I was in For the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Right. So do you feel like swimming with the sharks, did that give you some confidence to be able to get out there on that stage?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, good. So she's your actress in the family then, Chad?
They all are actors in my family. They all act in one way or another. Claire, and Clancy are just the ones that actually made up on stage. But the oldest boy, Connor, he can be kind of an actor too.
The only thing I ever did was act up, you know, like at that age. So that's good.
Well, they do that too, but they're... But for the most part, they're pretty well behaved.
Well, nice to have you on the show with us today. How about Cameron Keene? Cameron, how are you?
Good.
Good to have you on the show. How long have you been a shark?
This is my first year being a shark.
Why did you join?
Because I was in swim team last year, and I found it really fun, so I wanted to stick with it and keep swimming.
What age group will you be swimming with this year?
11 through 12.
Okay. And which event do you like the most?
Probably either freestyle or backstroke.
Okay. Have you met some friends from other towns?
I do have some friends from Dodgeville because of last year, but otherwise I haven't met anyone from other swim meets.
Mm-hmm. Maybe another chance to do that this year then.
Yeah.
Those swim meets are just, they're kind of like big family picnics, aren't they?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Just swim in with it too.
What are some other fun summer activities that you're involved in?
I don't really know.
Do you do other sports or anything like that?
Usually not during the summer, but I might, like, for other sports, it'd be like basketball and soccer and all those types of stuff.
Good. So you're going to be active then as you go through school. That's awesome. I like the hoodie that you have on there, too. That's got the big shark on that. So that's pretty nice. You guys have some nice wardrobes, don't you?
Yes, they do a really good job of designing and making T-shirts. And usually they're pretty quick turnaround. There's usually T-shirt orders that can be placed or sweatshirt orders in this case. And those are usually done early on in the season. So we get those in right away, and then hopefully they have them before their first meet, and usually they do. The company's pretty good at getting that turnaround really fast for us, so that's really nice.
If somebody comes to you, Cameron, and says, I'd like to be a shark, what would you say to encourage them? Why should they do that?
I would say that they should join because it would be a great opportunity to be with friends and just get better at learning how to swim, and so you get to learn new ways to swim that you probably didn't know about before.
Wonderful. I know it's a long ways off, but have you thought about a career, something you like to do for an occupation when your school days are done?
Me and my friends are doing like a lemonade stand this summer.
Ooh, that's a good start. Getting into business then.
Yeah.
Sounds like an awesome deal. Well, let's move over to the other side of the room. We have Chloe Hying next. Chloe, can you bring that microphone a little bit closer to you there? Thank you very much. What do you like about being a shark?
I really like hanging out with my friends, but I've learned so much, and it's just always been so fun.
Good. So does your dad quiz you about it when you go home, about what you could have done, or does he kind of leave it at the pool then?
Well, I guess that depends. I mean, if he'll joke around, but he teaches at pool, and then he'll teach us at home, too.
Sure. Well, that's good, right?
Usually I say what happens at the pool stays at the pool. But, they just go out there and do their best, and that's all Dad asks for.
That's all you can do. What age will you be swimming with this year?
I will be swimming with 15, 18.
Okay, great. So is that the top? That's the oldest, right?
That's the veteran league there, yeah.
Uh-huh. So. Good. It looks like that's going to be a good competitive time for you, too, as well. So do you really enjoy getting a chance to swim against other towns as well?
Yeah, I do. It's really fun and kind of scary, but most of the time it's fun after, like, the first... Like, you know, when you get there, you're all nervous, and then you do your first race, and you're like, oh, I got this.
Exactly.
Even if you do really bad, but sure. It's just more about the fun.
But it gives you confidence, doesn't
yeah,
it?
For sure.
I'm guessing that you're proud of the Simons Complex because that's a pretty cool place when teams come to visit, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's great. I've been swimming for like 10 years now. This is my 10th year. And it's just been so fun. It's really a nice place.
Do you plan to stay in all the way through your schooling years too?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. And have you thought about something that you'd like to do for an occupation somewhere along the line?
Yeah, I plan to try to go into, like, Law and Order and stuff.
Wonderful. So, and again, what would you say to somebody to encourage them to be a shark?
I would say, if you come, that's great. We will always, like, encourage you. I think it's, like, so fun to, like, make all your friends, and it's just a wonderful place to me, especially for just learning, because everyone is so welcoming. It's like walking in to your own home and just having a warm hug.
Mm-hmm. And very encouraging. I think everybody encourages everyone else,
yeah,
don't they?
Everyone does that, yeah.
Yeah, great. Well, thanks for coming by the studio today to talk about it. And also joining us today, we have Mercy Fretz. All right, Mercy, the others left you behind, it looks like. But thanks for sticking back with us. Mm-hmm. What do you like about being a shark?
I like hanging out with my friends at the swim meets and at practices and the concession food.
Hmm. And it's a family affair for you guys, isn't it? Your whole family's involved.
Yep. This year we'll have 7 people.
On the team.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a large part of your team, Coach, isn't it?
Yeah. So if the Fretzes leave, we'll probably have to, you know, pack up and find another place to swim because we won't have anybody there. No. We have a lot of large family team, you know, a lot of families that are quite a few kids, so it's just great that their whole families get involved, you know. It's not just one kid here or there, it's the whole family is involved. When I was on the team, I was on the team because my sister was swimming, and I was like, well, if she's getting wet, if I'm gonna be sticking around with this hot swim meet, I might as well get wet too. So that's why I joined. So there's part of it is that hey, they see their brothers and sisters, they're getting cooled off and I'm not. So I'm going to jump in. Right?
Is there competition between the Fretz family to, you know, who had the best time or anything like that, Mercy?
Not really. I mean, I wanted to beat Grace's records, but I didn't. So
okay. Well, you gave it a shot, though. There's still time, right?
Yeah. I don't know if she has any in 11-12.
So I don't know if you know this, but I mean, your dad was on with us earlier this year. We were talking about some of the things going on at the Simons, but didn't your mom and dad, didn't they meet at the Simons pool?
Yeah, they did.
Have they told you that story before?
Yes.
So your family roots at the Simons go back a long, long time.
Yeah, definitely.
Sure. What's the favorite event that you do at the pool?
The 25 butterfly or the 100 IM.
Okay. And why do you like those?
I like the butterfly, I don't know, just because it's hard.
Ah, okay. So you like the challenge then?
And I like the IM because there's 4 different things.
So you get to do all of your skills,
yep,
in one thing. So, yeah, it's amazing to watch that, you know. Is it hard to remember what you're doing each time?
When I was younger it is, but now it's not.
Okay. So keep it going. I can't imagine that.
Muscle memory starts kicking in, plus uh-huh, adrenaline and all that. So they do a really good job. Once they learn it, it's just the muscles, they know what to do. And that's why it's so important that we want to focus on the stroke, because that way they'll be able to do it much easier. And the butterfly looks hard, but if you do it right, it's easier. It's not easy, but it's easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think if you're doing it wrong, you're kind of fighting yourself, aren't you?
You are, and that's a lot with all the strokes. If you're not doing the proper technique, you're going to be fighting yourself in the water because you're fighting against drag. So a lot of drag in the water.
We have another member that's joined us here today, it looks like.
We do. Clancy.
How you doing, Clancy?
I'm doing good.
Good to have you in the studio. I think we had you on last year for the play as well, didn't we?
Yep.
Good. So, you're looking forward to the Simons Shark season?
Yes, I am. I love swimming.
Do you? What do you love about it?
Well, one, I love hanging out with my friends, and I also love making new friends, and also, I just love swimming in general. Swimming is just fun for me.
You think you're going to swim all your life?
Maybe.
Yeah. Good. Keeps you in good shape, and you don't even know it, right?
Mm-hmm. And it's also refreshing.
Yeah, no doubt. So do you have a goal to try beat your sisters when you're in the pool? Try to beat what their times are?
No, but I did last season when I did have a goal of trying to beat beating two records. It was I think Connor's record and Fletcher's backstroke record for my age group.
Did you do it?
No, I don't think I did.
Oh, okay. You came close, though.
Yeah, I think I came close.
Good. And so do you have those in mind again this year to try to
break
that mark?
I'm honestly right now, I don't know if I still can beat those records or not, but I'm hoping that if I can, I will.
What age do you swim in again?
Well, I'll be turning 12, so I'll be in 11, 12 this year.
Okay. Does it get harder with each age group as you advance?
Usually, yeah, because you go up against older people when you get older. So, like, I'm an 11, 12, I'll face other people that are 11 years old or 12 years old. And you might be in, like, 15, 16, and it'll be, if you're 15, you'd be facing 16-year-olds.
17, 18. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, are there rivals from other pools? I mean, it's a good rivalry where there's somebody from the other teams that you want to beat?
Not really. I mean, usually, whenever I'm on a meet, I actually start talking. Sometimes I'll start talking to some people on the other team.
Mm-hmm. It's a good way to get to make other friends, isn't it?
Yep.
Good deal. Are you involved in some other things over the summer? Other
yeah.
summer activities? Like what?
Sometimes I do tons of sports for fun. Like I'll golf for fun if I get the chance. I'll also maybe ride my bike around a cul-de-sac and just have a what?
Play.
Oh, and I also do plays sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I'm in a play.
Did you try out for the Music Man?
Yes.
All right. Did you get a part?
Yes, only a townsperson though.
Oh, that's good though. Yeah, that'll be fun. Did you get a part? All right. I should have asked you about that. So yeah, they were on just a week or so ago talking about the Music Man. So you got a full summer going on, don't you, Clancy?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, good. I'll have to find the time to get everything done there. So
I'll have to buy new tires for the car, drive them all over the place.
From Sextonville back to Richland Center all the time.
Yeah. So. But, you know, it's good. It's good to see that they're involved, and we're really happy that they want to be involved in various different things. And like Simon's and giving them the opportunity, just what a wonderful facility, just to be able to use that facility for the Sharks. And they've been so gracious letting us have that pool time and scheduling everything for us. So it's just wonderful. It's such a blessing to this community to have that facility out there.
Hard to imagine life without it, isn't it?
It is very difficult to imagine life without Simons.
Yeah. And we were looking it up during the break, 33 years for the Sharks.
33 years. And that's why things got to be written down for Coach, because otherwise Coach forgets. He's not an elephant, so he does not remember.
Clancy was mentioning, you know, shooting for some records. So do some of the records go back that far, or do you know?
Oh, there's a few records that go back a long ways, but not many. A lot of them have been in the last five to seven years have been just broken. A lot of those old records are coming down. These kids are just, and I attribute it to them having fun. And you know, when you have fun, you'll work hard, and when you work hard, you'll achieve a goal that you're either striving for or maybe not striving for, because sometimes those records were surprises to some of those kids. So
that's probably even better when they don't even realize it. It's
it is, yeah. It is, because that's, like I said, our goal is for them to have fun, to enjoy it. And it's not to just break records. It's just to come out, have fun, and build confidence in yourself. I'll never forget the story of the one girl who said, I don't like the backstroke. I was like, okay, well, just swim it for me in this one event today, because I try to schedule it out so that all kids are participating in all the different events to spread out the points for the team. And I say, look, it's kind of a team sport, so I need you to swim this for the team, because we don't have anybody swimming this event, or we don't have many people swimming this event for this team, and we have a better opportunity to score points for our team. Kind of like wrestling and weight classes
sure.
is the same with swimming and strokes. So the girl got in and said, okay, I'll do it, but I don't like it. I never want to be put in it again. She swims her event. She takes first place, comes out of the pool and says, I want to swim this at every meet from here on out. And I said, see, I told you were good at this.
Just got to try it sometimes.
You just got to try it. Yep.
It's a good life lesson, I think.
It is a good life lesson. And it's a story I probably won't ever forget, even though I do forget names.
You lost some really good swimmers to graduation last year, too, didn't you?
We did. Ryan Chambers was just such an excellent assistant to me last year. I had such a positive attitude. I did talk to him here recently, and he may come back and help coach this summer if his schedule allows it. I know he's working here and there, and he's a very busy guy, but he does have an interest in helping out this year if he can, so that'd be great if we get him back. But if not, we wish all the best of luck to Ryan and the future that he is going into. So
the next meet, or the first meet, is coming up already next week, isn't it?
Oh, I don't think so.
Isn't it? I thought you told me it was the date.
The first practice starts
first
next
practice.
Week.
First practice.
Yeah, oh, first practice starts next week.
I misunderstood. So
yeah, I
know. When is the first meet then?
The first meet is probably the 17th of June.
Okay. Oh, so you got a little ways.
So we got a little time. So we get them warmed up in the pool first to see how they like the events before they get signed into them. And hopefully coach is paying attention well enough to get them signed up for the right events. No, just kidding. but it is a kind of a balancing act with that heat sheet, trying to get kids in this event or that event, and then trying to look at it afterwards and go, ooh, I'm a little light in the backstroke, or ooh, I'm a little light in the IM. Who do I think wants to try that one? And sometimes they don't want to do it, but I try to encourage them to do it anyway, just because, again, they won't know until they try it, and it's a lot of fun, and there are certain swimmers who have that ability to swim longer distances, and so you try to balance that out and go for that, and it's a lot of fun. It's challenging to get them all put in there, but the end result is just a masterpiece, you know.
It is. Hopefully we're shaking somebody out of the weeds here to come join the Sharks, or at least come and see what it's all about, right,
Jim? Yeah, I hope so. I mean, we talked to her a little bit. Claire said a little bit about having Annabeth, and she was at Simon's the other night. I said, well, just come on over into the lane and try this practice that we're doing, because in the off season we do stroke endurance and stroke improvement classes in the off season. I think it's at 8-week sessions. So come out and join that, and you know, had her come in and say, hey, just try the practice, see if you like it. Just join up for a little bit and see what happens. And you know, she had fun, and that's all that we ask for.
Are the Simons one of the most, as far as the numbers are concerned, one of the largest teams?
They used to be. We used to be. I think now the largest number, though, goes to Boscobel, who are neighbors over there in Boscobel. They've really grown, and their program is doing really well. They are the team to beat this summer, as they have taken the conference from us for 2 or 3 years in a row now. 2 years? I'm told it's 2 years. So, again, I don't keep track of it necessarily, but...
Your staff does.
But my staff does, yeah.
Well, and sometimes you're outdoors, right, when you swim at some of the away meets?
All the meets are outdoors except for at Simon's. Simon's is kind of that unique pool that we get to swim all year round. And what's really unique about it is, even though we go and swim against Boscobel during those stroke endurance and stroke improvement classes, we will get kids from Spring Green and from Boscobel and Dodgeville have come and joined our classes, and we have a lot of fun. We may pick on them a little bit, saying, hey, you're getting into shark infested waters here, but we have a lot of fun with them. They come back year after year, and like I said, I look at this as a sport that's got to be grown throughout communities. So if they're interested in swimming in the off season, they should come and check it out at Simon's, and we would be more than happy to have them come join our swim program during the winter months, and then they can swim against us in the summer.
Yeah, very good. Now that's good to train your competition, and everybody can be better.
For yeah, I give all the good tips to the Sharks, and then I kind of just I
give the wrong tips to.
No, I wouldn't do that. But it is a lot of fun, and it's it's one other way that we build camaraderie and team building with other teams. It's just so much fun.
Good to have you all in here today. I appreciate it. Here's to a good season with the Sharks, right?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You bet. Coach Chad Hying joins us. And earlier we had Chloe Hying, we had Mercy Fretz, we had Claire Hying, Cameron Keene, and members of the Fretz family in the first half of the show as well. Thanks for joining us on The Morning Show.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center, and Highway 61 Boscoville.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Did you know there may be a way to stop taking pain meds every day and feel better than you have in years? For over 70 years, the Richland Chiropractic Clinic has specialized in natural, drug-free options to help you find your quality of life again. Our doctors treat patients of all ages and take most insurance plans. Don't have insurance? No problem. We offer a medical discount program for uninsured patients. Need a federal exam for your CDL? We can get that done and keep you on the road. Give us a call at Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211. Let us help you back into your health.
May is Beef Month at Richland Locker. Sink your teeth into our mouth-watering deals on beef and more. From juicy steaks to savory roasts, we've got your cravings covered. Swing by our store in downtown Richland Center and savor the taste of quality beef all month long. Don't miss out on these delicious savings.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Did you know that 86% of people in rural America still use the telephone book? Don't miss your chance to reach them. Get your business listed in the Richland County phone book. Call Henry today at 608-485-1201 and secure your spot before the deadline on May 25th. Don't miss out. Be where your customers are looking. Call now.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. This Friday and Saturday, Walsh's in Richland Center and Muscadet is having a Memorial Day sale on the Traeger Ironwood 885 wood pellet Wi-Fi grill and smoker. Regular $14.99, on sale for $12.99. Also, buy three grilling season shakers, get one free. Also, many pool and pool accessories are on sale. And Saturday, our Richland Center store will be having a grilling event. So stop in at both stores, and we would like to thank all the veterans for your sacrifice so we can live free with our loved ones.
Incredible savings on all in-stock appliances now during the Memorial Day sale at Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. May is Maytag Month, and now through May 31st at Krogan's, all in-stock appliances can be had at tremendous savings. Whether you're in the market for a new refrigerator, stove, dishwasher, or washer and dryer,